Here with head coach Steve Dawson of the men's soccer team at Wittenberg University, coming off a 12-4-3 last year, third place in the North Coast Athletic Conference, picked again third this year, coach, behind a couple of very good teams in Ohio Wesleyan and Kenyon. But obviously the expectations are you guys are able to really compete for the North Coast this year.
Yeah, I think so. The conference is as good as I can remember, top to bottom. We have teams now that finished in the bottom half that have all started off very well. I think last weekend the conference, every team apart from Worcester won their game in the conference, so it's really tough. And I went over to watch Kenyon and Wesleyan play in the Wesleyan tournament. They always have a couple of tournaments early in the year, and they won both their games against good opposition last weekend. So it's going to be very difficult. Yeah, very difficult.
The Wittenberg Tigers starting 1-0 following a 1-0 victory over the Otterbein Cardinals this past weekend. Coach, obviously it's the first game of the season. You're still trying to make sure guys are comfortable around one another. What's the early prognosis? How has this team been able to gel through summer and early fall here?
Well, we didn't lose a lot from last year. One of the key players we lost was our goalkeeper, obviously, and most people argue in soccer that's the most important position on the field. And we also lost one of our captains, Joey Zeller, who played like the holding midfield player position, and we really haven't replaced him yet. And it's showing defensively. We look a bit fragile, but we got a good, we got the win. The conditions weren't good. It was very hot, and the field. I think the groundsman there had gone the AWOL or something because the grass hadn't been cut. Their coach was very unhappy about it, and it really slowed our game down. And we've been, we play home on turf, and we used to play in a quick game, and we've got a lot of speed, and we get the ball wide very quickly. But the conditions held us up, and it contributed to us struggling in the game a little bit. Although, to be honest with you, the first 15 minutes we could have been two up and that would have been the game over, but we didn't take those chances. And whenever you allow a team to stay in the game, you're always going to be worried that they could snatch a win and or get a goal and then close shop on you, really.
You reference your goalkeeping situation. You lose your senior last year to graduation. This year, you turn to a freshman, Michael Lambeck, who got the start against Otterbein. Are you happy with the way he's playing? And you had six goalkeepers come into camp. And what put him above the rest?
Well, it was. We knew that losing Ben, we were going to struggle because Ben was such a good athlete, last year, and he really helped us. We recruited three freshman goalkeepers, and we're pretty happy with all three of them. Mike has just shown just a fraction, not too much, that he knows how to play in the big games. He played at Dublin Kaufman, and he's a very good athlete. He's good size. He's about 6'3", and he's a good athlete. He's got good hands. He just needs the experience. And the first half on Saturday, he made three major mistakes, and we've looked at the tape and we've gone over it with him. But he has a very good attitude. He's very coachable. I showed him that this is what you should have done. And then the second half, he really he didn't have a lot to do, but what he did in the second half, he did very well. And I expect good things from him. But the other keepers are going to be pushing him. There's not a lot of difference right now between those three freshmen.
Now, taking a look at the other end of the field, you've got a returning All-American in Matt Borland and a bunch of seniors around him as well. So obviously the expectations are very high for your offense. What do you like about that team, that part of your team this year?
Again, I don't want to sound too skeptical, but Matt could only practice once a day because he has tendonitis of the knee through overuse basically throughout the summer. And obviously Matt Borland's a Division I player. He could play a high level of Division I, but he's struggling a little bit at the moment. He knows that, and we've talked about it. He's trying to do too much, and he's just got to relax a little bit more. He's got to get into the flow. I think just playing games is going to help. I'm moving him right now between up front and midfield simply because of what the team needs. But we have Shane Price. He actually got a knock on Saturday against Otterbein, and he hasn't practiced at all, apart from yesterday, about half an hour, and I hope he's going to be okay for tonight. It's more of like a Charlie horse sort of knock on the top of the knee, on the thigh. And then we have Justin Jenkins. Those three are the three captains, and things revolved around them the last few years, and obviously we expect big things from them, and the rest of the seniors hopefully can carry us through. But we're quite happy with what we've got in terms of the young guys. The only problem I see right now is we're just not where I thought we were going to be, and you know, the season's not that long, so we got to get organized, and you know, tonight we'll really demonstrate you know, our weaknesses, if you know, that we have, and in a way it's kind of good to get that out of the way early in the year before the conference games start.
Here with head coach Steve Dawson of the men's soccer team at Wittenberg University, coming off a 12-4-3 record last year, already 1-0 following a victory over Otterbein earlier on this season, picked third in the North Coast Athletic Conference behind Ohio Wesleyan and Kenyon. And obviously, Coach, you made reference to it earlier, you play on a facility that's synthetic surface, and yet a lot of the other teams in the conference play on grass. Do you find that it's an advantage playing at home, or is it more of a disadvantage, the fact that you have to go on the road and play on so many grass surfaces?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't have it always. Playing at home, we've learned how to play on this stuff. At first, I'm a traditionalist, and there's nothing like a good grass field. But in Ohio, it's very, very difficult to maintain at this time of the year a really nice grass field. It takes a lot of money, a lot of watering. You know, I haven't cut my own grass at home for about 3 weeks now. So the turf is we really enjoy playing on it, and I love to train on it because you get such a true bounce. And we have lights, and so training at night and playing at night is really exciting, I find. It is a bit of a disadvantage playing away. Having said that, we do have a grass facility in which we can train on, so I don't make any excuses about that. Is all I ask is that when we do play away on the grass, is that the field is presentable. And, you know, on Saturday, the grass was way too long. I mean, it was like 8 inches. I mean, really, grass should only be on a soccer field about 2 inches long at most, you know. So if it's really short and it moves fast, it's much more conducive to our style of play. And but we have our first... We got a game tonight, and then we have two games at the weekend, all on grass. So we have to, you know, we got to get used to doing that, dealing with that.
Now, you talk about your freshman class coming in, and obviously you have a number of guys who are going to make immediate contributions, including your goalkeeper, Michael Lambeck. Talk about the recruiting process. Was the success of last year's team part of the reason you were able to get in such a large recruiting class this year?
Well, we didn't actually get a real large class, but we got some good quality. I think the success of last year really, it helps you. You invite them in to see games, you know, and I think coming into this facility under lights and a decent crowd, and if we're winning, we were an exciting team to watch last year. It was a good game, if we won or lost. They were all good games, very exciting. We were fast and a good atmosphere, and I think that is attractive for kids. And so our success helped with that, and we were able to bring in some quality players, and they've already contributed, you know, which I didn't know was going to happen because we had such a large group returning.
Now, taking a look at that senior class, obviously it's something that scares you maybe a little bit for 2009, losing all these seniors, but is it a situation where you'd prefer to have maybe three seniors per year that graduate so you have a constant flow of veterans, or do you like having a situation like you do this year where you've got so many seniors and that way you have a tremendous amount of leadership?
Well, that's a really good question. I've been here a long time. You know, this is, I think, my 26th, 27th year. I've kind of lost count now. But the one thing that if I brought in 20 to 30 guys a year, new kids, obviously some just dropped out during preseason. They didn't drop out of school. They just dropped out playing soccer. They realized it wasn't for them. But on average, we would only finish with, and this astounds people, but we would only finish with about 5 seniors in the end, actually playing for 4 years. So they would stay in school, they would matriculate through, but they wouldn't be in the soccer program. The group I've got now is extraordinary. I've got 11 seniors, I believe, 11 or 12 that have stayed with us, and which is great because it's part of the camaraderie of the team, and the kids who actually don't get to play much have decided they've still committed, they want to stay with the program, and It is going to hurt us when they go, no doubt about it, no doubt about that. But I feel a little bit better now than I did a few months ago thinking that we were losing all those guys because of what we've got now. I think if we have a decent recruiting year this year, we've got a decent sophomore class right now and a decent freshman class to, you know, to bolster that for the following year.
Coach Steve Dawson of the men's soccer team, well, we wish you the best of luck here in 2008 and hope that you guys are able to push up to the top of the conference yet again.
Thank you very much.
That's, again, Steve Dawson, and his men's soccer team will be back in action later on tonight against the Wilmington Quakers, that coming from Wilmington, and then they have their first home game of the 2008 campaign when they host the Thomas More Saints coming up on September 9th.